Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'm beginning to like Liz Cheney more and more. This is great what she just did. She called out a Republican congressman for lying. Now, on the floor of the House, you're not supposed to use the word lying. You're supposed to say the gentleman or the gentle lady from this state or that state. And you go through this sort of mating dance of the king crabs on the beach and all this baloney. So she did it in a polite way, but here are the facts. There's a guy named Representative Jim Banks of Indiana. Okay, he's bad news, very bad news. Jim Banks was put up by Kevin McCarthy for the special select committee to examine the insurrection. And if you remember, he was one of several whom Pelosi vetoed it. She had the veto power. She vetoed him because he had voted to overturn the election. And she said, if a guy actually voted to overturn the election, how can he fairly judge the insurrection? He also had said some things very provocative, clearly how he was going to rule. So he and people like Gymnasium Jim, GYM Jordan, so on, vetoed by Pelosi. But she did approve of a couple of others, and at least one of them had also voted to overturn the election, but she felt that he would be an open-minded guy, and in any event, he hadn't shut his mouth off in provocative things where he had said in advance how he would rule. And then you remember Kevin McCarthy said, well, if that's the case, we're not putting up anybody. He had put up a couple of people to undermine the committee is what he'd done in a sneaky way. Sneaky guy. Very sneaky guy. So what then Pelosi did was appointed Adam Kinzinger, a Republican, a good guy. Liz Cheney, a Republican, very, very good congressman. And also a former congressman as a chief staff assistant to the commission, guy from Virginia, Republican. So there's a real Republican presence. And it is certainly bipartisan in the sense of protecting legitimate Republican interests. Well, remember, Jim Banks of Indiana, rejected by Pelosi, and then McCarthy withdrew all his appointments, so Banks is not on the committee. Banks committed a fraud just now. He wrote letters, and I'm talking in writing letters. They're in writing. To various federal agencies, falsely saying that he was the ranking member on the select committee and he wanted to be copied on every document that they sent to the committee. And he signed it ranking member select committee. I mean, that is not only false, that's a fraud. And you know what strikes me is this guy had to know that this would come out. He had to know that this would come out. And he thinks he'd get away with it. I think that should be investigated by a grand jury. If you lie to a federal agency to get documents, that's an obstruction. That should be investigated by a grand jury. And Liz Cheney called him out. And she called him the gentleman from Indiana. I mean, obviously, she gagged when she said it. The gentleman from Indiana falsely said that he was the ranking member of this committee, and he isn't on the committee. Not only not the ranking member, he's no member. He's no member because Pelosi vetoed him and McCarthy withdrew him. You know, if you or I send a letter, say, to the Justice Department or to the FCC or the FTC or whatever's, you know, the subject matter being investigated, and say, I'm a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin, and I'm the ranking member on this committee, send me these documents, you are going to have FBI agents at your door. I'll tell you that. You don't just do something like that. These people somehow think that they can get away with murder. And it was good old Liz Cheney, who called them on it. And then just before the break, in response to a question by Dick of Madison, we were getting into the vote in the committee and in the House. They did vote. They did vote in the House. to hold Steve Bannon in contempt for blowing off the subpoena, simply saying that executive privilege when he had none and he knew he had none. Vote was 229 to 202. The committee alone can recommend it, but the full House has to vote to hold somebody in contempt of the Congress. And I'll tell you what, there were something like 9 Republicans who voted with the Democrats, to hold Steve Bannon in contempt. And 7 of those had also voted to impeach Trump over the insurrection. These are good people. And it's not just Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, although there are 2 of them, but the others are really quite fine people, McCarthy, the minority leader, and Steve Scalise, the number 2, opposed holding Bannon in contempt, ratifying somebody lying and blowing off subpoenas because they'd done it in the 2 impeachment inquiries. Remember that? When Trump was impeached in the House for Ukraine, for strong arming the president of Ukraine, saying, if you don't lie and say you're investigating Biden, basically, you're not going to be getting military support to stop the Russians from invading you. That's what he said. That is treason. That is treason. And he was impeached. But the only Republican who voted to convict him is Mitt Romney. And you need 67 votes to remove a president from office. And with the 50 Democrats and Romney, they only had 51. Then he was impeached again for the insurrection, ginning it up. And that got more votes in the Senate. That got about 8 votes, I think 7 votes, and another 8th who wasn't voting but said he'd support it as it went forward. But that if 58, it's not just 60. It's not a filibuster. Constitutional requirement, 2/3, 67. They fell something like 10 votes short. 10 votes short. There are Republicans who have hung their careers out on the line in face of this Trump onslaught. The one that I admire, she and Kinzinger, but among the most, is Liz Cheney. She's in Wyoming, for Pete's sake. Now, she has chops in Wyoming. She has Republican chops. Dick Cheney is her father. I'm not a fan of Dick Cheney after he lied and ginned up the Iraq invasion. But the sins of the father should not be visited on the child. Sins of the father should not be visited on the child. And Liz Cheney is standing tall. And can she win? She has to get nominated. Right winger with Trump support running against her. That right winger in the past that criticized Trump. Suddenly she's nuzzling Trump. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I will do a shout out to the Republicans who voted to to hold Steve Bannon in contempt, criminal contempt, and that'll be referred to prosecutors. The question is, will Merrick Garland prosecute him? He better prosecute him. Remember something, in the 2 impeachments, everybody blew everything off. Nobody showed up for the House, nobody. John Bolton shut his mouth off, former national security advisor, or at least very heavily into national security with Trump. They just say, no, go away. Because crooked William Barr ran the Justice Department. Because crooked William Barr ran the Justice Department. Well, crooked William Barr isn't there anymore. Well, he's still at large, unfortunately still at large, but he is not there anymore. Does a subpoena from Congress mean anything? Does it mean anything? Does a grand jury subpoena mean anything? They better take action on this. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.